AMK Ranch. You are standing on the edge of a gravel parking lot in the center of the AMK Ranch complex. To the left is the Johnson Lodge, a large log lodge with a shake roof. To your right is a medium-sized cabin, and in front of you is a gravel road leading to the barrel lodge. Lodgepole pines are scattered across a grassy sagebrush area. Jackson Lake is a couple hundred yards to your left, but the trees and building obscure your view. The 48-by-36-inch sign is broken into three sections. The upper two-thirds of the sign has a historic image in the background and a location map superimposed on the right side of the image. The lower third of the sign has a timeline description of the ranch. The timeline is all text with one historic image on the left end. The upper image depicts a woman standing up playing a violin under a canvas canopy extending from the front of a log lodge, the original lodge at this location. She is dressed in a long skirt and loose-fitting long-sleeved top and appears to have a shawl wrapped around her head and shoulders. Under the canopy is a wooden bench, a slingback chair, and what appears to be an old Victrola in a wooden box. Beyond the woman, grass and conifer trees cover the ground. The slope leads down to Jackson Lake, and the Teton Range rises on the far side of the lake. The historic image in the timeline is of a young, dark-haired man with a short beard sitting in a rocking chair in front of a cobblestone fireplace. The mantle above the fireplace is cluttered with objects, and to the left of the fireplace is a mounted deer head. The man has on loose pants, knee-high boots, a long-sleeved shirt, and his hat rests in his lap. The sign reads, AMK Ranch, an inspiring view. Although named the AMK Ranch, the site was never served as a working ranch. Homesteaders settled here in 1890. Later, two wealthy families vacationed here. These magnificent views of the Teton Range and Jackson Lake now serve as a unique backdrop for research and education. Caption, John Dudley Sargent's second wife, Edith Sargent, playing violin at the Marimere Lodge. In 1990, the National Register of Historic Places designated this place an historic district. Homesteads, 1890s. In 1890, John Dudley Sargent claimed Jackson Hole's northernmost homestead here. Sargent and his business partner, Robert Ray Hamilton, ran a lodge called the Marimere. Their wealthy eastern families paid their undesirable offspring to move out west, a practice known as remittance. Sargent lived and died tragically. Suspected of murdering his first wife and his partner Hamilton, he later took his own life. Vacation home, 1920s to 1970s, the Johnson Lodge. In 1926, Hoover Vacuum Company executive W. Lewis Johnson purchased the Sargent Ranch and built this large two-story lodge using native pine. The barrel era. The AMK Ranch name comes from the first initials of the next owner's family, Alfred, Madeline, and their son Kenneth Barrel. In the mid-1930s, they bought this ranch and built the Barrel Lodge, located just north of here. Alfred spent nearly 40 summers here with his family. Summit Meeting, 1989. We made progress, and I'd like to think that the Tetons towering nearby, Jackson Lake before us, and the rustic openness of the Barrel Lodge facilitated much of it. U.S. Secretary of State James A. Baker III. During 3 days in September 1989, U.S. Secretary of State James A. Baker III and former USSR Minister Edward Shevardnadze met here at the Barrel Lodge. They discussed nuclear disarmament, economic reforms, and other issues that led to the peaceful conclusion of the Cold War. Research Center present. The University of Wyoming National Park Service Research Center formed and moved here in 1977. The AMK Ranch serves as a research facility for social, physical, and biological sciences. The center promotes excellence in research by furnishing housing, laboratory space, transportation, equipment, and financial support for scientists. Summer Seminar Series. During the summer, join a researcher for a presentation of their work at the Barrel Lodge. See the park newspaper, the Tiwanaut, for schedules, or visit the University of Wyoming website.